This is KCUR 89.3. The new $1.5 billion terminal at Kansas City International Airport is the largest single infrastructure project in the city's history. And that construction budget translates to a lot of money for public art. Figuring out how to spend it will be up to a relatively small group of people who are facing a big challenge. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
Welcome, everyone.
The first Monday of every month, fewer than a dozen members of Kansas City's Municipal Art Commission meet on the 26th floor of City Hall in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. Their agenda items are usually pretty basic, approving awnings for storefronts or requests from developers restoring historic properties. But lately, they've been focused on the new terminal at Kansas City International Airport.
We're creating something really it's quite grand. We're looking to make this feel as if it's a civic building.
That's Jordan Pierce from Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill, or SOM, the international architecture firm that's part of the team designing the airport. He walked the members of the Art Commission through design slides for the new terminal.
Kansas City, I think, is marked in its architecture by a number of great rooms. So just a few of them between Union Station, Kauffman Center, or the outdoor rooms of the plaza. We really see the check-in hall and that sort of curbside experience is an opportunity to create maybe the next great room for Kansas City.
The Municipal Art Commission was established by city charter in the 1920s, and its members vote on works of art on city property, from paintings to murals to fountains. They also oversee the program that sets aside 1% of city construction projects to public art. Commission Chair Kathy Akapol is an architect. She breaks down the funding set aside for public art.
The budget is $5.65 million for the terminal and the garage. And I understood that the budget was based on 1% of kind of vertical construction costs.
The members of the Municipal Art Commission are all volunteers. Most have a background in art or architecture, but ordinarily there would also be a paid staff member at City Hall, a public art administrator, who handles communication between the city council, the city manager's office, and dozens of artists on various contracts. And this job has been vacant for more than a year. Meanwhile, the airport project is on a fast track without a public art master plan. This has raised some questions for commissioners like Babette Macy, who's worked in the architectural, construction, and engineer industry for more than two decades.
It's a big project, generational project, and to me, I'm unclear as a commissioner. What is our role?
Some commission members say they want to make sure that public art is integrated into the design, not just tacked on at the end. Here's commissioner and architect David Dowell.
The piece that's missing is the curatorial vision. There isn't one, and I hope it's not too late.
To address some of these concerns brewing over the last few months, the Aviation Department hosted a meeting in June and scheduled airport updates like this one with Jordan Pierce from SOM. Pierce says the firm is just entering the schematic design phase. So he says the timing of the commission's involvement is just right.
Certainly from our standpoint, this is not coming in late in the process. This is fairly typical.
SOM has worked on airport projects with public art in places like San Francisco and Toronto.
Toronto took a similar timeline, as I understand it. In that case, there was an art consultant who developed the whole program for the building.
But making things a little more complicated, the Aviation Department has already hired its own consultant, and the commission hopes to do that as well. Just as they did for the 1% for Art project for another big city investment, the Sprint Center. As Commissioner Jan Mulkey puts it, there are lots of decisions ahead.
Like whether it's one piece that's $5.65 million or whether it's three pieces in the garage that are $500,000 each and then spend the rest of it in four places in the terminal, and whether it's performing art or visual art.
In August, SOM will be back at the commission meeting for the next update, what they're calling a heat map or potential places for art at the new terminal at KCI. And earlier this week, the city posted the public art administrator job. It's expected to be filled within the next 2 to 3 months, which probably can't come soon enough for the volunteers on the Municipal Art Commission. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.